when Joshua was first diagnosed, I think back to being a new parent of a child with CHD. And I remember at that time just how utterly terrifying it was.
Welcome to Heart to Heart with Anna. I'm Anna Jaworski and the host of your program. We are so happy to have you here today. I'm excited to announce a new contest that we'll be conducting for the summer of 2019. We want to hear your stories. We want to know how an episode of Heart to Heart with Anna has impacted your life. Share your 500 to 2,000 word story with us. We'll post them on our website and we'll let people vote for the story that touches them the most. The first place winner will get a Heart to Heart with Anna shirt of their choice. The second place winner will get a Heart to Heart with Anna tote bag. And the third place winner will get a Heart to Heart with Anna mug. See heartsunitetheglobe.org for more information. I'm very excited about today's show to feature a special heart mom. Today's show is entitled 2019 Mended Little Hearts Symposium and Leadership Summit with Jody Smith. Jody Smith is mother to 15-year-old Joshua, who was born with a critical congenital heart defect, or CCHD. And she's also mother to heart-healthy sons, Nick, who's 21, and Jake, who is 23. Fortunately, Joshua was diagnosed before birth, enabling him to receive life-saving surgery immediately after birth. He struggled for the first 2 months of life and subsequently underwent 2 more open-heart surgeries. Today, he is a happy, healthy teen who loves sports, his family, and life. As Joshua's defect would be 100% fatal if not detected, Jody credits her son's survival and good health to early screening for CCHD and is now an advocate for pulse oximetry screening, a simple, non-invasive, and inexpensive test performed in the first 24 hours of life. Jody is a lawyer and the National Program Director for Mended Little Hearts, with whom she has campaigned tirelessly with fellow advocates to make pulse oximetry screening mandatory throughout the United States. She is also a former guest of Heart to Heart with Anna. She came on the program to talk to us about advocacy in our debut season. Welcome back to Heart with Anna, Jody.
Anna, thank you so much for having me on your show again and for all you do for families everywhere. It's a real honor.
Oh, well, I feel the same way about you. I'm so impressed with everything you've done with Mended Little Hearts. And I want us to start by talking about that. Why don't you tell us about what kind of services were available to you and your family when your son was young? And then we're going to get into the services that Mended Little Hearts provides now.
Well, Anna, the reason I got involved with Mended Little Hearts was actually due to the lack of support and resources in 2003. Joshua was diagnosed at a routine 20-week ultrasound. And after that, I went online to learn as much as I could about his condition and about what to expect. You got to remember that that was 2003, well before Facebook and before the widespread use of what I call Dr. Google.
Right.
And what I found out was that the information out there was often incorrect, and it actually terrified me. At that time, Mended Little Hearts didn't even exist. There was an online group that I was part of, and I really enjoyed being part of that. But I was also desperate to meet people in person who had gone through what I was about to go through or whose children had the same defect as Joshua. I really wanted to get my eyeballs on a child with Joshua's same defect and see what does this look like? What is it going to be like? I remember at the time I called many organizations. I called American Heart Association and Mended Hearts, but I was unable to find any support groups in my area in Richmond, Virginia. So I actually started as a volunteer and started the 9th Mended Little Hearts chapter in the nation. So no one would have to go through that same experience. I just wanted people to know they had people to connect with and have the information they needed. And in fact, I remember it like it was yesterday, the first time a mom who was pregnant with a child who would have the same surgeries, a different defect, but same surgeries as Joshua had, came to one of our support group meetings, and she asked, which child was mine? And I remember pointing to the toddler running circles around the room, and I watched her face. At first, I saw the surprise on her face, and then I watched the stress and tension leave her, and she smiled. That's when I know that I was doing the right thing. And that memory actually keeps me going even today.
Oh, I just love that story. That is so awesome. I felt exactly like you did, Jody. When Alex was little, we did not find out in utero. But after we found out and they encouraged us to just do compassionate care, and I said that wasn't an option, so they went ahead and operated on him. We were really blessed because at the same time that he was in there being operated on with his Norwood, there was a little boy who was 2 years old who was in there for his Fontan.
Wow.
Yeah. And Joshua, oddly enough, his name was Joshua. Joshua was my inspiration and Amy was my support group at first. Yeah. And there was another mom in there whose baby was younger than mine, Patsy, and her baby, Christina. I mean, we became each other's support group. It was a little fledgling group, but you're right. There's nothing like having a real mom right there that you can talk to, that you can give a hug to. And seeing those kids makes a huge difference.
There really isn't.
Well, one of the things that has really impressed me has been the CHD symposium that Mended Little Hearts puts on. So tell me a little bit about why they started this symposium and what kind of services are available to people who are interested in perhaps attending it.
Sure. Well, Mended Little Hearts started the CHD Symposium in 2014. And we started it really for the reason we start everything we create, because people need it.
Mm-hmm.
We liken this to many of the other things we do. Like, for example, when people needed a resource guide to help them on their CHD journey, we put together the Mended Little Heart Guide, which came out in 2015. We noticed families with children in the hospital needed support and toiletry items actually also in the hospital. And we put together the Bravery Bag program. And Rock Your Scar was created when we realized how ashamed teens were of their scars, and we wanted them to feel better about themselves and empowered. And it has been very successful in that. So with this symposium, what happened was I was hearing from more and more parents who felt like they didn't have enough information to make decisions about their child's care. In 2014, people were sharing a lot more information, not as even as much as today, but they were starting to share information about, well, this is what my doctor said, or this is what my child's center is saying to do next.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt like, wow, I didn't even know that was available, and I don't understand what the difference is. So we decided that they really needed more information about what's going on. They also felt like there was nothing new. And I remember feeling this way too, to help our kids live longer and stay healthier. For a while, I thought, well, what is really being done? But because I had the national picture as the national program director, I did know there were things that were happening that people just didn't realize were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly, we just wanted to give people hope. So, like I said, we started the first symposium in 2014 in Indianapolis just to see if it would be successful and people would find it helpful. And we didn't have enough space and we didn't have enough handouts.
Wow.
So it was very successful in that it overfilled. And I felt like, really, that's a good problem to have.
Yes.
The feedback from that was just amazing. People, the biggest question was, where and when is the next one?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
I know. So we knew we had to keep going with it. So every year we've had one. And some years it's hard to put together and it can be really expensive. So we've struggled with that some years. But this year, we were really excited because Children's Hospital Wisconsin offered to host it. And this has allowed us, first of all, to have the symposium in the first place, but also to keep the costs really low for families. And they have been amazing to work with. So the individual cost is $55, and that includes two lunches and one dinner.
I know, that's so amazing.
I know, right?
Yes, that is amazing. I couldn't believe it when I saw the cost this year, and I'm so excited that I can go. And I think a lot of people are going to be able to afford to go because it is so reasonable. Although it's in an unusual area. Last year you had it in San Antonio, and since I live in Texas, that was really convenient for me. But this year, Wisconsin. Okay, I haven't been to Wisconsin for a long time, so it's a good excuse to get up there.
It will be. And we're so glad, Anna, that you're failing to mention, but that you are our very famous MC of the symposium. So we're also very, very grateful that you will be there. But we found that the model, we had it with Texas Children's 2 years ago down in Houston, and that model is just really a good model because working with a hospital allows us to provide more services to the families at symposium. For example, Texas Children's did a tour.
I went to the one in Houston too. See, I got spoiled because the two conferences that I went to were both in Texas.
Yes.
I got lucky that way. But yes, the tour was really fascinating. So yeah, I hope they do that in Wisconsin too. It's interesting to go to other hospitals to see what they're doing, and especially if they have research that's going on.
Yes, absolutely. Also, the other cool thing about this year is people actually came to me wanting to present. And
right.
That made me really excited because I thought, well, obviously people see the symposium as something that's of value and very positive.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just to parents and families, but we have medical professionals who come to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even had a couple social workers ask this year if they could attend it. I'm like, oh my gosh,
that's
yes.
That's wonderful. Oh my goodness, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So after people hear about this on the podcast, Jody, I know they're going to want to come, but I already know some people who want to come who live in Israel and other countries, and they can't do it financially. Even though it's only $55 to attend, the transportation for them to get here is just prohibitive. Will you have some sessions online? Will there be a way that people who are in other countries can still be part of it?
Anna, this is something we wrestle with every year, whether we provide the information online, and if we do, how does that impact attendance at symposium? And each year we've decided that our main goal is really to get this information out there to as many people as possible. So we do provide videos, and for the last 2 years, it's been Facebook Live. We just feel like it's the right thing to do. We still get a large in-person attendance, and if people come, they get to do the networking and fun that we can't offer on video. But one of our biggest challenges with video is the cost of the video. It's very, very expensive, as you probably know, to videotape an event. Also, for Facebook Live, video quality depends on Wi-Fi, which can be spotty. So even though we've had these issues, last year had over 20,000 views of the symposium videos, and I think live views were between 500 and 1,200 people. So it was pretty
wow.
cool. So we do plan to offer it.
That's great.
Texas Heart Institute were offering us a mechanical heart, and he said, no, Dad, I've had enough. Give it to someone who's worthy.
My father promised me a golden dress to twirl in. He held my hand and asked me where I wanted to go.
Whatever strife or conflict that we experienced in our long career together was always healed by humor.
Heart to Heart with Michael. Please join us every Thursday at noon Eastern as we talk with people from around the world who have experienced those most difficult moments.
Tonight Forever by the Baby Blue Sound Collective.
I think what I love so much about this CD is that some of the songs were inspired by the patients.
Many listeners will understand many of the different songs and what they've been inspired by. Our new album will be available on iTunes, Amazon.com, Spotify.
I love the fact that the proceeds from this CD are actually going to help those with congenital heart defects.
Enjoy the music.
Home Tonight Forever.
Jody, before the break, we were talking about the CHD symposium, and I'm really excited to attend this year. But I'm even more excited because you're doing something completely different. You have a leadership summit that is going to be part of the symposium. Can you talk to us about the leadership summit?
Sure. Anna, you and I have been talking about this for years and wanting to bring the CHD community together. And for some reason, it's been really hard getting the CHD community together. Like they seem to be for autism and cystic fibrosis. We have talked about the need to collaborate and not compete and the need to join our voices, and we haven't really been able to do it up to this point. So this year, when we were looking to add some leadership training to the CHD symposium, like we often do, we thought, why don't we open this up to everyone? Mm-hmm. We felt like if all boats rise, CHD has a bigger voice.
Exactly. I mean, this is something you and I have been talking about for years. Michelle Rintamaki and I have talked about it for about two decades, which is
right.
Amazing. I mean, the need has always been there for us to be more united. And this is something that I really hope anybody who is a leader, if you have a nonprofit organization, or even if you don't have your 501c3, but you're a service organization, I strongly encourage you to come to this leadership summit, because this will be a chance for us to network and to learn and grow with one another and to share with each other. I just think it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, me too.
And you even have some help from the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin with the summit, don't you?
Yeah, it's really thanks to them we've been able to provide the CHD summit as part of the CHD symposium. When we went to them and talked about bringing the CHD community together, they said, yes, absolutely, we're going to provide the space and even host the lunch for that. So we were able to add it on July 12th, the Friday before the symposium piece of it.
Right. Can you tell us what kind of training is actually going to occur in the Leadership Summit?
Sure. So in addition to networking and sharing during the lunchtime, we also are really excited to have been able to get professional training on how to give support by Parent to Parent of Wisconsin and training on how to tell your story by XFabula. Both are companies that have expertise and our ability to train on these issues. For the Leadership Summit, we thought about what kind of training could make the biggest impact and be most helpful to CHD leaders. And we decided that supporting each other and telling our stories were the two things that could make the biggest difference.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think this is going to be fabulous. It's interesting that you're working with Parent to Parent, because I had already signed up for the Texas Parent to Parent Conference, which happens to be in San Antonio this year in July. And it is an excellent organization. I think we could learn a lot in the CHD community by the model that Parent to Parent provides.
I agree. Absolutely. They seem to be able to really train on things like empathy, on grief, the stages of grief that families go through, on listening skills, all the things that people really need to support each other.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know about Parent to Parent, it is a national organization, and they service families who have children with all kinds of congenital problems. Not just congenital, but also acquired problems, neurological problems, autism, deaf and hard of hearing, visually impaired. I mean, you name it just about. And they help those families as well as families who have children with medical challenges. So their focus is actually much broader than what our focus is.
Right. And I think that that will allow them to speak from a variety of experiences, because CHD is so complex and often involves many other issues. So I'm really excited that they are able to have a broader understanding of giving support from one parent to another.
Right, right. I hope that this is going to be the beginning of us holding hands with parent to parent, holding hands with one another. HUG is definitely very excited to take part in helping Mended Little Hearts. And we've had a very nice give and take. I've worked with Michelle Rintamaki of Kids with Heart for, like I said, 2 decades. And you get so much more when you work together. The sum really is greater than the parts.
We totally agree, Anna. We hope that people who come to the symposium, and especially the Leadership Summit, will take away the idea that we are much stronger when we work together, that we can collaborate rather than compete. We also hope that they are going to be able to use what they learn to improve their own CHD organization and be more powerful when telling about what they do and have better listening skills and better understanding of what families are experiencing so they can provide support to those families. But the biggest piece of the Leadership Summit is about bringing people together. It's about the collaboration. It's about the strength in combining our voices.
I just love that.
Hi, my name is Jamie Alcroft, and I just published my new book, The Tin Man Diaries. It's an amazing story of my sudden change of heart as I went through a heart and liver transplant. I can think of no better way to read The Tin Man Diaries than to cuddle up in your favorite Hearts Unite the Globe sweatshirt and your favorite hot beverage, of course, in your Hearts Unite the Globe mug, both of which are available at the HUG Podcast Network online store, or visit heartsunitetheglobe.org.
Heart to Heart with Anna is a presentation of Hearts Unite the Globe and is part of the HUG Podcast Network. Hearts Unite the Globe is a nonprofit organization devoted to providing resources to the congenital heart defect community to uplift, empower, and enrich the lives of our community members. If you would like access to free resources pertaining to the CHD community, please visit our website at www.congenitalheartdefects.com for information about CHD, the hospitals that treat children with CHD, summer camps for CHD survivors, and much, much more. You are listening to Heart with Anna. If you have a question or comment that you would like addressed on our show, please send an email to Anna Jaworski at anna@hearttoheartwithanna.com. That's anna@hearttoheartwithanna.com. Now, back to Heart with Anna.
Jody, before the break, we were talking about the Leadership Summit and about the CHD Symposium. Now I want you to tell me about the keynote speaker that you have for the symposium.
Well, we're really excited about this keynote speaker. I have never personally met Naveen Kumar, but he is one of the most positive and upbeat people that I know. I follow him on Facebook, and he always inspires me. Like, really bad things have happened to him. One year, they had a robbery right before Christmas, and he just stayed upbeat. And I thought, how the heck does he do that? Like, I would not feel the same way if that had happened to me. I find that he always has gratitude in every situation. So when we were trying to decide on a keynote speaker, he came to my mind. Mm-hmm. He is a world champion table tennis player and has even been in a Hollywood movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a vice officer, I believe, in a Hollywood movie. So we have a famous person coming to speak.
That's so cool.
Yeah. He also has CHD and early onset Parkinson's disease.
Wow.
Yeah. He is having a surgery this month, like in a couple days. So we're hoping that he recovers quickly from that. I'm sure he will. And he'll be ready to go in July.
Oh, my goodness. So he's having CHD surgery?
Yes, for AFib, I believe, an ablation.
Wow. Well, hopefully with an ablation, that will be an unremarkable recovery for him. How did you find him on Facebook?
That's a good question. Our Philadelphia Mended Little Hearts group had heard of him, and I don't even know if he came and spoke to them, but they had heard him speak somewhere, and they found him to be really inspirational. So when I was looking for keynote speakers, they said, hey, have you ever heard of Naveen Kumar? And I hope I'm not pronouncing his name incorrectly also. And I hadn't. So I found him on Facebook. I listened to something he did, and I just followed him on Facebook, and he and I chatted back and forth. And then he introduced himself to me, actually, and said if we ever wanted a speaker, he'd be glad to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cute when we asked him to speak because he was so tickled, and he wrote up this whole thing on Facebook, and I read it, and it made me start crying because he was just so honored and tickled. He has never met another adult with CHD.
What?
Yes.
How old is he?
I think he's in his 40s, Anna.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding. Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So that's what he's most excited about at the symposium is meeting other adults with CHD. So if you're an adult with CHD, come to symposium.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. That is amazing. And especially that he's lived this long with a major problem that he hasn't ever met anyone else who has that same problem.
I agree. He probably has and just doesn't even
know
it.
That's the thing is that there are so many people walking around like him. Most people would probably look at him and not realize that he has a heart defect.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the new parents that we hope will come to the symposium. Why would coming to the symposium be good for new parents?
When I think about when Joshua was first diagnosed, I think back to being a new parent of a child with CHD. And I remember at that time, just how utterly terrifying it was. And I also remember being in desperate search of information that would help me and help him. I really just wanted to find information that would help him survive.
Yeah.
So, you know, having been through this journey, even before I went through it, how much parents look for anything that will give them a little hope. So I hope that the parents that come to this, first of all, will find some hope.
Yeah.
That they realize that there are many promising new treatments and options for children born today that weren't even available a year ago or 2 years ago. And I know that the innovations that are presented at the CHD Symposium are really exciting and making a huge difference in the lives of children and their families. Every year, I obviously attend symposium, run the symposium.
Right.
But every single year, I learn new things. Mm-hmm. And I think because I've been in this so long that I know it all. And I don't.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah.
So I hope they'll be able to also connect with others going through the same journey so they really understand they're not alone. I feel like a lot of people don't realize how many people out there are thinking and feeling the exact same thing they are.
Yep.
And they don't have to be ashamed of it.
Right, right.
They can just connect with these families there. And the other thing that's important, and you know how I feel about this, is I hope they have fun.
That's a big part. Boy, if you have never been to the CHD Symposium, y'all are missing out because these people do know how to have fun.
We do.
We take pictures. There's music. There's good food. There is a lot of hugs. And yeah, it is really a good time. It's not the same as connecting on Facebook. It's not the same, or, you know, we old timers connected in AOL. Chats.
Yes. Yahoo chat.
And
yes.
There were Yahoo groups and Yahoo chats. And that is wonderful when you have nothing. Believe me, just having somebody who understands is really awesome. But we have really evolved over the last two decades to have gone from these AOL chats to the Yahoo groups and the listservs. And Mona Barmish helped to start the Health Information Network. And there was PD Heart. But what we do at Symposium is so different because it's hard for us to access medical journals, although even that's easier now thanks to the internet than it used to be. But it's hard to actually make sense out of all of the information that's going out. The information on research that's going out nowadays is just exponential compared to what it used to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most of us are not doctors. Most of us are not nurses. And so the language that they speak, you know, we understand more than the average person probably, but it's still difficult to understand all of the implications of the research that's being done. But you bring doctors that we can actually ask questions of.
Yes. It's funny because one of my biggest requirements for anyone coming to speak, I always say, how good are they at talking to parents?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I want to know.
Right.
You can be extremely knowledgeable in your field, but if you're not good at putting that knowledge into a way that parents can understand it, honestly, I think you can go speak at every medical conference you want, but I want different people for the symposium because I want people to be able to understand what's being said. Also, another really key part, and often the most famous and most watched piece of CHD's Symposium is actually the CHD According to Me panel.
Mm.
That was actually Jennifer Page, the mini Darth Vader Max, his mom's brainchild, and she moderated the first one we ever had. But this panel takes a topic, this year it's growing with CHD, and we have a panel of people from all different perspectives. And it's really cute this year because we have a medical professional who's also an adult with CHD coming from New York. And then we have an elementary school child with CHD, a teen with CHD, a young adult with CHD, and an adult with CHD who's also a mom. And they're
going
to be talking from their unique perspectives. So that'll be very exciting.
Yeah, that'll be great. Well, now I'm sure everybody wants to register. So tell us how they can register for the Leadership Summit and the symposium.
Yes. So they can register by going to www.mendedlittlehearts.org. And down on the left-hand side, they'll see a CHD Symposium graphic. And if you click on that, you have all the information you need to get registered.
It's a really cute little graphic this year. Talk to us about the logo that you came up with for the symposium this year, because I love it.
So it actually wasn't me who came up with that, and it went through many iterations. The first person who came up with the idea with the heart, with the sprout, was a leader in the Mended Little Hearts of DC group who came up with a heart and a sprout. And then we had a company out in Phoenix, Arizona, who does a lot of graphics and professional design, and they're amazing. And they came up with the final design that you see today, which I really love.
I love it. It's so pretty. And it's perfect because it looks like it's blooming. And that's what Mended Little Hearts Symposium is doing. It's blooming, it's blossoming, it's growing bigger, and it's helping everybody else to grow. So that's what I love about it. It's amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program today, Jody, and for talking to us about this upcoming event.
Anna, thank you so much for having me. And I'm really excited, again, that you're coming to MC the event. And I'm so thankful for all you do. I know you're going to add a lot to the experience for all of the people who attend Symposium. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you there.
Oh, I am too. And it's going to be so much fun. You're not going to want to miss it, folks. You're going to want to be in Milwaukee. Once again, the dates are July 12th and July 13th.
We are glad to have people come just to the summit or just to the symposium, though.
$55 for just one day is still a bargain for everything that they're going to be receiving. So I hope to see all of you there. That does conclude this episode of Heart to Heart with Anna. Thanks for listening today, my friends. Find us on iHeartRadio and subscribe. And remember, my friends, you are not alone.
Thank you again for joining us this week. We hope you have been inspired and empowered to become an advocate for the congenital heart defect community. Heart to Heart with Anna, with your host Anna Jaworski, can be heard every Tuesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.